Wheat prices continued their downward trend this week. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, start by telling us what's going on.
Well, as you said, wheat prices are going lower. We talked last week about if that July contract broke $6.50, our next target that we had weak support at $6.37, that the price target was probably $6. Right now, it's looking like that will probably be the case. Early next week, if we stay below that $6.37, then I think $6 is where we're going to see that July contract going in the next few weeks.
And it's my understanding corn is playing into some of these price changes as well.
Oh, without a doubt. We talked about corn is king. Corn was king when corn stocks were tight and they were and corn prices relatively high. With anticipation of just abundance of corn, an early corn crop, it's still king. The market was expecting a significant amount of wheat to be fed, especially feedlots, feed mills buying it directly off the farm. With it look like corn new crop may come on the market 3-4 weeks ahead of expectations. That's going to reduce the amount of wheat that's fed, and that's going to have a negative impact on our prices.
It seems like every week we hear some financial news out of Europe that's still playing in as well.
Right, and this week it was Spain. You know, they've got problems and are going to have some support. I think that's probably factored in our wheat price already, but it is supporting the value of the dollar, and as the dollar, the value stays up, that makes our wheat more expensive relative to, say, Australian wheat.
And we've been talking about this price trend for a while. Do you think it's going to continue between now and harvest?
Yeah, I think it's going to continue. You know, I've been predicting 575 in mid-June since last August. That's got the Kansas City Board of Trade July contract around 6.25, somewhere in that vicinity. That may be high if we have the large wheat crop and the early large corn crop. Cash prices could be $5.50 or lower as we get into harvest. We'll just have to see what happens.
And with all of that in mind, your last word of advice for producers?
I was taught in marketing, once the boat's left the dock, it's hard to jump from there to the boat without drowning. So if I hadn't done anything yet, I probably wouldn't. If I was really worried, I'd look at buying a call option contract on that July Kansas City contract.
Okay, appreciate the advice. Kim Anderson, thank you. We'll see you next week.